something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
This is the month of March 2024. And it's a very special one because of God's plan. God's plan for us. Because we have several programs like the one we just announced to you, Healing Streams at the Middle. But before then, from Wednesday 6th, that is this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 3 days, we're going to have Your Love All Special Season 9, Phase 2. You remember I started talking to you, sharing from the book of Revelation, and there are many things that I need to bring to you, to your notice, both from God's word and what's going on in the world, so I can give you the perspective from the Spirit. So, clear dates for Your Love World Special Season 9, Phase 2, Wednesday the 6th, Thursday the 7th, and Friday the 8th this week. And then in the latter part of the month after the Healing Streams, Monday the 25th to Friday the 29th, we're going to have the Praise-a-thon. We call it Praise-a-thon, but I'm hoping to maybe make a change in the name so that it'll be better described. But we've used the term Praise-a-thon for so long. And Pastor Benny Hinn will be coming. Yes, we're going to have Dan Willis, Bishop James Bain. Yeah. Also, Bishop Clarence McClendon will be here. Dr. Mike Smalley will be here as well. And then Dr. John Avanzini will be here. So the all coming is going to be great. That whole week from Monday to Friday. Then on Friday, which is 29th, we will begin the Global Day of Prayer. And they will join us in the Global Day of Prayer, which will go into Saturday the 30th. So don't forget, Global Day of Prayer. That's the first one for the year. It's usually the anniversary of the Global Day of Prayer, which we started March 27th, 2020. And by the way, that date will mark 1 year of unending praise. So we're looking forward to marking that in a special way. Make sure to be a part of unending praise. It's very important. Don't forget it. Oh, glory be to God. So I told you that March is loaded. And the more beautiful part of it is even the Spirit's direction for this month. Because, you know, when he gives us a message, a theme for the month, it's concluded first in the Spirit. And ours is just to walk in the light of it. And something that, of course, maybe we will discuss more fully during the 11 specials is a verse I'm going to show you what God is going to do with us. Go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, and use the Amplified Translation, the AMPC, and let's look at verse number 17. It says, "And the light of Israel shall become a fire, and his Holy One a flame. And it will burn and devour the Assyrians' thorns and briars in one day." Remember, the Assyrian is the spiritual description of the Antichrist in the Old Testament. He calls him the Assyrian. And you have to understand the prophetic language. When the prophet speaks about what God's going to do to the Assyrian. So on the one hand, you may be reading like, it's addressed to the Assyrian king, and you think about the Assyrian empire. But you have to look more deeply at the prophetic word and see whether or not he's just dealing with Assyria of that day, or he gives you a clear spiritual connotation that helps you understand the futuristic perspective of that word. Now you look at it again, what it tells you. It says, "And the light of Israel shall become a fire, and his Holy One a flame." What is God telling you? Remember, we are the light of the world. And he's telling you that our light will not just brighten, but it will become a fire. A fire. And then it says, "And it will devour the Assyrians' thorns and briars in one day." We're about to consume, destroy those things that the Antichrist spirit has planted around the world. I told you they were doing some works, but we are the fire, and they are the chaff. You know, in the spirit, I saw armies of the Lord. I saw them. And I thought, why are they marching? It's because this is the month of March. You know, I thought, why are they marching? And the Lord said, this month is the month of formations. See, formation is an arrangement of people or things to form a unit for a definite purpose. Formations are going on. It is also the act of forming or establishing something. It is the month of formations. And I'm telling you, in the realm of the spirit, we are having military formations. Things are going on, and God is organizing us. No wonder, you know, you're coming from a month of conglutination. So they come together in February, and in March they are being organized. Formations. Something is happening in the realm of the spirit. Lift your hands and pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost right there. Speak in other tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. God has a special plan for you. We are a part of heavenly activities. La kora sanda kabara deke sondo kovre deka sadamaha. Te grosota karis eteki makabara bakasenteki. No razondo govra sipa karaba kaseti. Le grosa tora kasata ramanteki lamaha. Livra dosa toka barabaka sateki lamaha. Tonga zovra sakata ramaseteki lamaha. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Seke rabaraba rabadeke nebos. No rabaka sataka manteki mokos. Vika rabakonde gela zonto konta sila bakarabadeke. Levro sota karabaka setiki. Liba karabaka sonto kobosi kabadu. Liba konda kiraka sendiki nebukosina. Sandara katila brako seti nebukosina. Kila kabarondo kobro seti. Ashato koboro seti kila baka sandaba. Endekira sora bakasa. Kandele gebora bashata kabare gebos. Hallelujah. While we're still in the spirit of prayer, I want to remind you of what the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians. Chapter 10. From verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. We have God designed and God fabricated weapons with which to pull down strongholds, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We have such spiritual weapons that are mightily effective. Such that all the works of darkness in the nations of the world, these works of deception, Doesn't matter what forces are behind them. Doesn't matter that they use the media. The Bible says the lying tongue is only for a short time. The lying tongue cannot be successful. And in the day of the church, where the Spirit of truth has been released and poured out upon us, and this Spirit of truth is at work throughout the world, the power of deception cannot prevail. Because this is the day of the ministry of the Spirit of truth. And we live and function by the Spirit of truth. And we are releasing truths into all nations. Truths by the gospel that we preach. Truths. And deception cannot stand against this power of truth. The day of deception will come, where the whole world will be deceived. That day is not today. That day is not today. The gospel shall have free course in every country, because this is the day of grace and this is the day of the church. And we insist on it through the power of the Holy Ghost. He told us, be filled with the Spirit. And we are filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And we have overcome the world. And this is God's truth that will not be changed. It is His truth. We have overcome the world. We have overcome the world. Speaking of the tongues, go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We are born of God. We have overcome the world. We have overcome all the works of darkness. It says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Their works are paralyzed. Their works are frustrated. The evil works of the World Economic Forum in every nation are paralyzed in the name of the Lord Jesus, because they are works of deception. The deception of world leaders is brought to naught in the name of the Lord Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost everywhere. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Lakatarabaka pote kebalikese. Livra sota kamantele brokosete. Declare that the Spirit of truth fills your nation, fills your country. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Spirit of truth is poured out upon your country, is poured out upon your city, is poured out upon your state. The Spirit of truth. Sagorasi karamande legebo shatamani, li karato kabasanta kilamahad, levrodos kojeso la kilamahande, kando rabondo logobo satakarabakila. Sende kilabaha. This is the day of the Spirit of Truth. So gradela krosha taramantia, li karabaka sota karamani. The truth of God prevails in the name of the Lord Jesus. Shakora sete kila mahadegas. And the people shall not be deceived. Levra de la cosa takamayendeges. Le paraka basoto komanindi. Jelo konzon degre di la cabando raconta kila mahandes.
Asato karabagasita. Sebondo robogosikarababaye. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Savra di la grossity. Kila manta koramanda gila gradesta. Soja si kamandi. Thank you, Lord. He tells us in St. John's Gospel, chapter 16, reading from verse number 7. Jesus said these words, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Look at the next verse. "And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." Yes, the Holy Ghost carries out his work in this day, his work of conviction. Conviction on the nations. Conviction. Conviction. And he will convince them of truth. Hallelujah. Look at that. He says, he'll reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, Manta Kora Seteki Labadi, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Yes, and on the day of Pentecost, back in the Bible, in Acts chapter 2, the Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost came in full force to begin his ministry and has been here ever since. Glory be to God. Yes, to guide men into all truth. Lora sata kamande geboste. Lift your hands toward him. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his love. Langora sobra gila brasente kila mantaka. Delondo josa soka rabakandele gebrus. Legre sopa taramante kila gabasidiges. Lende koga shalamanda karadega sata karamande gebosity. O shatarabakon santi. Clara de Gansko Zora diga bahad against the kiss. Kalarando go prasata kalamantiki. Savro so kati la banco shata kalamandiki hosti. Sagrados keti gradila manges. Go ahead and thank him. Just sing the chorus, Holy God. Just the chorus. Mashata karaba konde gila bragosetiki. Levra so gratila mangraskidas. Don't stop, just play. Tanda garabagosede. Thank him wherever you are. Give him glory. Give him glory. Sakarabagada bagada.
Holy God, you are great.
Ashata karamanta kobregetele kesonda rabagada gasede.
You are holy God.
be to God.
Oh, Jesus, glorious name.
be to God. So remember, it's the month of formations. And so much will happen as we participate in the heavenly activities. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Segra halagasosius naat. We'll be right back.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.